Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome, fellow foodies. You have arrived to the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for Russell. And this is On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary cocktail talk. We are privileged to be coming to you on this Saturday, now at 5, with our new media partners, 104.1 KQTHF. M, did you hear me? FM, we have a great show lined up for you, and we're broadcasting live from one of the great destinations in all of the Grand Canyon State, in all of the galaxy. We are at the Hacienda Del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. I am telling you, Chef Bruce Yim and John Kulikowski have rolled out the red carpet. The very open arms of the Hacienda are awaiting you. Come on here, have a great cocktail with us, have some great cuisine, and bask in the beauty and the majesty of this view. Now, for those of you that have never listened to this show, we have a different celebrity co-host each and every week. Someone who can bring something sophisticated or some intelligence to the culinary and cocktail conversation. And today, coming back to On the Menu Live, he's been on the show a number of times. Whenever he's on the show, our numbers go through the roof. He's the director of communications for Visit Tucson, my friend Dan Gibson.
The only two parts of that were true were that we are friends. And then my name is Dave Gibson. Oh, and I work at Visit Tucson.
Tucson, right.
All of those things. Those things, totally true.
Last time you were on the show, I think I introduced you as celebrity co-host, and you said, if I'm a celebrity, then you need a new booker.
Well, that might be true. I mean, you're doing a lot of work all at the same time. I understand. You have to host the show. You have to conceptualize the show. You have to get it on a FM radio station. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
This is the first On the Menu Live FM, period?
Yeah, first On the Menu On the Menu Live FM, period. Absolutely.
Well,
we had a dual band several years ago, but we are now exclusively 104.1 KQTH and are just blessed.
Moving on up.
Moving on up, indeed. Well, here we are at the Hacienda Del Sol. Yes. You work for Visit Tucson. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's part of the same sentence there, because Hacienda Del Sol is one of the many reasons why people visit Tucson.
No, it's a absolutely gorgeous property with a great history. It has, you know, Southwestern classic flair all over it, and with the new expansion, it's incredible new rooms, and the pool and the food, everything is great. I mean, if you are bringing somebody into town and you want to give them this sort of quintessential Tucson experience, you really would be hard-pressed to beat Hacienda Del Sol.
There's no question about it. Now, you've been a busy guy. I actually created a hashtag, Dan Doesn't Sleep, for you before you came on this show.
Oh, okay, good.
Because we're now coming out of a very busy time for you and Visit Tucson and this entire community. We now have another successful gem show under our belt. We have another successful La Fiesta de los Vaqueros Tucson. How did I do, Dan?
Really splendidly.
Tucson Rodeo. Now, you'd think that after these two world-class events that people come to Tucson to enjoy, you'd think you'd go and take a little bit of a nap, but there's no stopping Dan Gibson.
No, it doesn't work that way. You know, we had an incredible January, actually, to start off. January is the sort of traditional beginning of the tourist season here, but it was beyond our expectations. We were up, you know, basically 12%. Based on hotel rooms.
Some big numbers.
Yeah, no, so yeah, a great January. We haven't seen the February numbers yet, but by everyone who talked about the gem show said it was better than ever. You know, March has got the Tucson Invitational Games, Festival of Books next weekend. You know, there's tons of really great events, so it brings people to town. And I think, you know, it's Tucson's really having a moment. I mean, I think that we've had stories in New York Times, obviously New York Magazine, all over the place saying, hey, listen, you know, you really have to check out Tucson. And so, you know, it's not just the fact you get the beauty of the Sonoran Desert. We have incredible properties like Hacienda Del Sol. We have great things going on. You know, obviously the UNESCO City of Gastronomy designation can't hurt either.
Huge.
So, you know, it's really one of those things you just have to get people here. And 80% of people who come to Tucson say that they're going to come back. And it's really just we have to introduce them to the city. We have to introduce them to the great things that are going on here. But once we do that, we're fine.
With so much going on, though, in Tucson, and what of part of your job description is actually talking with reporters all over the country, in fact, all over the world, to begin to tell stories about Tucson, what makes it such a magnificent place, how much of that conversation and how much of that energy is spent on the food and beverage elements of the Tucson story when you're talking to reporters?
Really a lot of it. It's a great hook right now. We talk about it every day. Every day I'm talking about food and beverage with somebody, whether that's cocktails, whether that's wine. Obviously, with Hacienda del Sol, such a great place for food in general, fine dining, street food, all over the place. I probably talk about food to a reporter, journalist, or somebody every single day.
Now, what do you do now with so many? I mean, we have such a rich culinary and cocktail scene here in Southern Arizona. When you have a reporter, when you have a journalist coming into town, going to be in for a day or a couple of days, do you sort of lean on your own personal favorites, the kinds of things that you want them to experience because it's captivated you personally?
Sure.
Or how do you give them a snapshot of Tucson for a lunch or for a dinner when they're only in and out pretty quickly?
If people are coming in and out pretty quickly, we try to give them a little taste of the high and the low. Those are pretty simplistic terms to sort of discuss things by, but we want to make sure we take them somewhere like here or somewhere like Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails or somewhere like Cafe Pocacosa,
right?
Sort of high-end dining experiences. But we also want to make sure that they get a sense of just the incredible authentic street cuisine that we have here, somewhere like Taqueria Pico de Gallo or Tanya's 33, that sort of food speaks to as much to our culture as the high-end stuff as well. So what's great is that you try to run through a story of local flavor, local ingredients. We want to tell us, the best places here are the ones that really try to connect to the city itself. That's certainly a big part of what they do here, which is great. So it allows us to tell a story and say, hey, listen, they're buying this product from places around here. They're sourcing things from local farms. They're going to local farmers market to buy their product. So that's what makes my job easy, is that we have these great personalities. We have great people here who tell great stories. So really, I'm just trying to, okay, look over here, and then you talk to these guys, and we'll be great.
We're talking to Dan Gibson, the Director of Communications from Visit Tucson, and you should visit Tucson online. It's not just for the population outside of Southern Arizona.
Sure.
It really should be part of your daily diet of what's going on in our own community. How can people find you online?
Well, visittucson.org is a great place, and I think one of the things we really try to do, we have a new website coming in June, but our online calendar, I think, is as good as any in town. So if you're looking for something to do, if you're ever saying, well, there's nothing to do in this town, then you are doing something wrong. There's always something going on. So our website's great for that. Obviously Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. It's the outlier is Twitter. Twitter is Visit Tucson AZ, but everything else is Visit.
Because someone took Visit Tucson and they won't give it up.
It's Dave Olson from Zocalo, actually.
Okay, well, we will defer. I understand. We have about 45 seconds before our first commercial break, but what's one cocktail that has completely stopped you in your tracks since you've been on the show last time?
Oh, gosh, since I've been on the show last time. I'll tell you. I mean, I've really become a beer guy lately. I mean, I've been a beer guy all the time.
Sure.
But, just everything that's showing up at the infusions they're doing at Pueblo Vida, the stuff that's happening at 1055, in the middle of their hope for expansion.
Yes.
Dragoon's got a barrel sour rolling out next week, which I think is one of the first in town. Obviously, Iron John's is a place that always wows people because of just the depth of what they're doing with this tiny little soup kitchen, essentially. I love cocktails. I certainly had a great deal of them. Everything, I always just let people make me stuff.
So. Well, there's a lot going on in the beer scene. I just love what's happening in the suds scene here in Southern Arizona.
The suds scene, I like
suds
that better.
Scene.
I'm going to start using that.
We're
Hold on, let
take,
me write that down.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of our sponsors. And when we come back, our good friend Freddie Valencia from Jerry's Cigars, he's going to be calling in because Jerry's Cigars and Hacienda del Sol have partnered on a cigar dinner coming up on March 11th. And if you are a brother or sister of the Leaf, this is one event that you do not want to miss. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another wonderful happy hour here. We are coming to you live from Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, having a great time with our celebrity co-host, the Director of Communications from Visit Tucson, Dan Gibson.
The liquor's out now.
The liquor has come out. That's because in a few minutes, John Kulikowski, Director of Wine and Spirits, is going to be joining us. And he actually happens to be engaging in a spirituous moment right as we speak.
I think I need a drink.
Yeah, but anyway, one of our good friends and longtime partners, Jerry Yang of Jerry Cigars, he has really been the official tobacconist for On the Menu Live for a long time. And when I heard that Jerry Cigars and Hacienda del Sol were partnering on a cigar dinner, I just had to have the manager of Jerry Cigars on the show to help us understand exactly what is going to be going on March 11th. And now representing Jerry Cigars, my good friend, Freddie Valencia. Freddie, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Wish you were here, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing with
beautiful weather?
Where else would you be?
Well, you know, Freddie, we hear a lot about wine dinners, and I think Hacienda del Sol is some of the best in the world. We hear about tequila dinners. We hear about, you know, even bourbon dinners, beer dinners. But there's a cigar dinner coming up on March 11th. Now, help us understand exactly what this is all about. I mean, are we pairing cigars with different beverages or cigars with different entrees? How is this working?
Actually, the way we do it, we pair a cigar with every entree that comes out. You know, you get your salad, there'll be a cigar that comes and pairs with that. And then you'll get your entree, there'll be a cigar that pairs with that, and so forth with the dessert. And, we got Ashton partnering up with this for this one, and it's going to be a blast. We got Michael Wattman coming out. He's the sales rep for Ashton Cigars, so it's going to be a blast.
Yes, I think Mike has actually been on our show a couple times when we've been broadcasting live from your cigar store. He's one of the great cigar characters. Now, Ashton is going to be the official cigar manufacturer for all of the sticks that are going to be out at the event on March 11th?
Yes, sir. We're kind of keeping it under wraps about what we're going to be putting out, but I guarantee you every cigar is going to be mind-blowing. They're going to be a good selection that's going to pair with the meal. So a little surprise
now,
for everyone that's coming in.
Now, I would imagine, Freddie Valencia, that when you're thinking about the cigars to pair with the dishes, these aren't going to be Churchill's, or double Coronas. I mean, I don't know. It takes me probably a little less than an hour and a half to have my first course of the salad. Are you thinking kind of intentionally about pairing the smaller sticks with these dishes?
They're going to be, fairly shorter smokes, but, something that's going to last about a good half hour if you really want to enjoy it the whole time.
But, when we talk about wine dinners and beer dinners, you know, some of the fun is when the chef and the winemaker get together and really talk about enhancing the flavors, maximizing the flavors of the dish to meet the spirit of the dish to meet the wine. Are we going to expect the same kind of thought when it comes to pairing the native notes of these cigars with the flavor profiles coming out of the dishes?
Definitely. Depending on what we're picking out, we want something that's definitely going to bring out some flavors in us on what we're getting. We got quite a menu coming up, too, for it. I'm really excited. We're having a roast New York and braised short ribs, sea scallops. I mean, it's going to be awesome to have you pick between all of that and then the cigars to pair with it. So.
Yeah, we're actually going to have Chef Bruce Yim on our show a little bit later on. He's going to walk us through the menu, and we're just going to begin to think and to imagine of what this wonderful cigar pairings are going to be with each. Now, before the actual event, again, that's happening on March the 11th. We're going to ask you to tell our listeners exactly how to get tickets for that in advance, because I'm sure this is going to be a sellout event. But you guys are doing something kind of on the front end, a little pregame at Jerry Cigars on the same day, right?
Yes, the event we're doing at the store, we're having an Ashton event that's starting from 4 o'clock and it's ending at 6, and then 7 o'clock is when the dinner starts. We're going to have a lot of people that's not going to be able to make it, so if they want to come in earlier in the day and take advantage of our box sales, we're going to have some killer deals, so they can definitely come in prior to the start of the event since they can't make it, and we can definitely honor the discounts and stuff on boxes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I plan on going to both because, you know, life's too short and we need to enjoy all the wonderful premium cigars that are around us. Now, how can people get reservations for this event again on March the 11th before they sell out?
They can call area code 520-529-3500. I'll repeat that again, 529-3500. Tickets are going for $100 and you're getting full course meal. I believe it's 3-course meal and plus 3 cigars that are coming with it, and it's a gongo of a deal just for that alone.
My goodness.
You're in Tucson when you hear the term gongo. You know, it gets like right there. Boom.
Exactly. So 529-3500. Again, 529-3500 to reserve your seat at the table for the Jerry Cigars Hacienda del Sol Cigar Dinner, featuring the best of what Ashton Cigars has to offer and the best of what John Kulikowski can imagine on the libation scene and the best of what Chef Bruce Yim can deliver. It's cigars, it's food, it's libations. It's a wonderful experience. Freddie Valencia, this is going to be an amazing night. Now, Dan Gibson, do you fancy yourself as a fellow brother of the Leaf?
Well, when you put it that way, sure.
I mean, how can you be?
I want to be a brother of something. I mean, I might as well be at the Leaf. You know.
So. Yeah, this is going to be a great event. Go to Jerry's beforehand. Get a chance to meet Freddie, meet Jerry. No matter where you are on the cigar spectrum, there's a cigar for every kind of personality, for every palate. And Freddie, remind all of our listeners to get exactly where your store is.
Yeah, we are located at 4433 North First Avenue. We're on the northwest corner of First and Wetmore, and right next to the Batteries Plus Bulbs. So come and check us out. You won't regret it.
And what about your hours of operation, Freddie?
Monday through Friday, we're open 9 to 7. On Saturdays, we're open 10 to 7, and Sundays, 10 to 5.
Okay, you heard it from Freddie Valencia, the manager of Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist for On the Menu Live. Again, the cigar dinner is happening on March the 11th. Tickets are for sale right now. They are going fast. 529-3500 to get your seat at the table for what I think is going to be a world-class culinary cocktail and cigar encounter. But anyway, Freddie, we thank you and Jerry for everything that you do there. And we're really excited about our next live broadcast from Jerry's Cigars. Just let me know when you want us, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Great having you on the show. Well, Dan, you
don't sleep on it, though, because if you think, like, hey, I'll get those tickets next week, there may not be tickets next week.
See, and that's the way it is with all these great events that Hacienda does. You know, they come on the radio show. They talk to journalists in town. They give them a little bit of a tease on what they have. When John Kulikowski and Chef Bruce Gimm get together, the sort of creativity manifests.
Need that explosion sound.
And John says to us right before we went on live, one of the things that he doesn't like about his job is sometimes he has to turn people away.
I know.
But anyway, do not get on that side of John Kulikowski, friends, because it is not a fun place to be. Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the Honorable John Kulikowski is going to be joining us live talking trending libations in the spring. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are having a great time with Dan Gibson. Dan Gibson 520, by the way, unless you're following him on Twitter and on Instagram and everything.
Just shout my name into the wind. I'll be there.
Live from another delicious hour on radio from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. Having a great time, and we are talking libations. And I think spring is one of my favorite seasons for spirits because it just brings a sense of freshness, a sense of energy back to the time when we were just sort of huddling in our in our little holes. We huddled with some bourbon
That's
our last
true.
Show.
That's
when
a
it
good
was
point.
Minus 10 degrees outside.
It was not minus.
Anyway,
never
back to our show. Certainly no stranger to our audience, the director of wine and spirits for the Hacienda del Sol, my very good friend and spirituous mentor, John Kulikowski.
Matt, I'll drink to that.
That is your, that's your response to most any challenge.
Pretty
in life.
Much,
well,
pretty
I'll drink
much,
to that.
Yeah, yeah.
So happy almost spring, John.
Thanks, Matt. Good to be back here.
What's going on?
Well, we've got a lot going on at Hacienda, as you know. Tomorrow is our big event, our Zin Blues and Barbecue. Chef Bruce across from me has put together a terrific menu here. We've got our house-made andouille sausage. We're going to have whole roasted suckling pig. He's roasting them in the kitchen and outside on the pit. We'll have bread pudding, marinated flank steak, smoked baked beans, you name it, barbecue-style ribs, beer can chicken, barbecue sauce, chutneys, pulled pork. There's something for everybody on this menu. It's going to be an entire buffet setup. I've paired that with our this is, by the way, the 16th year I think we're doing this, isn't it, Bruce?
Yes, it is.
And I've made some really terrific choices with Zinfandels and thrown a few wild cards in there to boot. We'll have at least 32 wines being poured. Guests come in. They'll be entering through our new Casa Luna ballroom facility in the front. It's absolutely spectacular. In the inner courtyard, there are historic rooms. We'll have all the vendors set up with wine. You'll get a glass, and you're welcome to taste any or all of those Zinfandels.
And how many wines are going to be at this event?
At least 32.
Now, what's your strategy now? With 32 wines to try, and I don't, I'm feeling like I'm doing myself a disservice if I leave one untouched.
Absolutely.
So, as a matter of fact, you might consider a punch card next year. But anyway, you want to give, and there's so many wonderful Zins
there really are.
On the spectrum.
There really are.
I think people think, Zinfandel, that's that jammy wine. And yeah, there are some Zins that are big and fruity and bold. old and jammy.
Right, right.
But the Zinfandel has such a variety
it does.
Of wines in it.
And a lot of times they'll blend it. I've got a few Zins that are blended with Petite Syrah or with Grenache Syrah Mourvedre. We'll be pouring everything from Turley Zinfandel to the Ridge to Ed Mead's. Some of the Earthquake from Michael David, Four Vines, Frank Family. These are top line Zins, and they are really spectacular. I handpicked out all of these wines for this event, and I'm very proud of it. Bruce and my favorite event of all the events we do all year round. We do our Argentina Heart and Soul. We did that in November.
Love it.
And we just love the Zin event.
We're going to be talking with Chef Bruce Yin a little bit later on in the show after our news break. But I'm curious to know when the director of wine and spirits chooses a beer that is going to be used for the beer can chicken. That would be the can atop which the chicken sits.
Yes.
As it spends its last days
yes.
before consumption. What beer gets the nod?
He died happy. Just trust me on that. Well, we're actually doing Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You have to, John. So, you have to.
Yeah, Bruce has got the chickens, and these aren't just a few chickens. We've got, 35, 40 chickens lined up?
About 40 chickens.
It is a regiment of chickens.
The whole idea behind it is the beer steams, and the flavor goes right into the chicken skin. It is one of the most popular dishes. It's fun to see. The grill is all lined up. They're all blistered with the barbecue, and it's just a fantastic sight.
So we talked about spring. It's right around the corner, one of my favorite seasons of the year, and I love what it means on the cocktail side, on the libation side. Now, you brought a cocktail.
I did.
Now, Dan is going to have to hand it over.
Yeah, you're not getting it back.
Or buy your own show.
Yeah, right.
what do we have going on here,
well,
John?
I have a program here at Hacienda where I do a different cocktail every month. A lot of them were Prohibition cocktails. We sought out the original recipes for things like the Sidecar or the original Daiquiri. And we went through that all last year. And now for spring, I came up with a Mulberry Bush cocktail.
Oh, my
gosh. Boodles just came out with their new Mulberry Gin. It's very similar. Mulberries grow wild in Britain. And they made this for the first time into a gin-based liqueur. We're mixing that with Boodles British Gin. Our bartenders came up with a lemon sour, and we topped it in one of these Prohibition glasses. That's a coupe glass reproduction from the 1920s in the Prohibition era.
So it's all about authenticity.
It is.
On the cocktail side of things here at the Hacienda.
Well, we don't use any mixes of any kind. Everything is fresh squeezed. Everything is unique to the Hacienda. We use a lot of our own fruit trees on property. We've got our blood orange tree. We've got lemons, limes, trees all over the property. Our bartenders are extremely creative. All the drinks that we do are unique to the Hacienda. I've got a whole drink page. And this one, the Mulberry Bush cocktail, I'm sure no one else is doing it.
Yeah.
Our team of bartenders, they dried mulberry foam. So we took dried mulberries, pulverized them with sugar for the garnish, and then the mulberry foam is pasteurized egg whites put into a whipped creamer. So you'll get that old-fashioned foam
then
the mulberry drink underneath. Now, it's just spectacular.
Dan Gibson, when was your last mulberry foam? I'm curious.
I'm not getting the mulberries all that often in general, so it's a nice, it's a bright flavor. It's great.
And this is what the Hacienda does. I mean, you go to the bar, and it's like walking through the produce, section of the grocery store. I mean, it's fresh produce. There's fresh ingredients. And there, mulberry foam on a cocktail. John, you'd think.
They're really popular,
I got to
tell you.
It's easy to cut corners in the cocktail
no,
scene.
We don't do
Why
that, yeah.
would you do that?
Well,
this is a great, fresh, bright
it is.
Cocktail. I love sort of, you can still get those juniper notes from
the
gin.
Right, right,
You haven't compromised that. In any
no,
way,
not at all.
But you're bringing the sweetness of the mulberry and creates that balance, that interplay, a playful cocktail.
Well,
John,
Bruce is up the game here. His food is all unique. This is one of his signature dishes, his calamari right in front of us, and all of his food is unique. And we had to step it up with the cocktails too, so that every cocktail can match Bruce's food and be unique to the Hacienda.
Well, great. Well, we started with the cocktail. We're going to ease our way into the very open and gifted hands of Chef Bruce Yim after our news break. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank another couple of sponsors. Coming back, rounding out the show with this extravagant, extraordinary, exceptional culinary experience that you can only get here at the Hacienda del Sol. Anyway, we'll be right back on the other side. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 AQTA. And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at the Hacienda Del Sol Guest Ranch
Resort. It's alliterative.
It really is. I love to alliterate. Right. And especially I love to alliterate when I'm with Dan Gibson 520. our celebrity co-host for the full hour, a hour that is half over, by the way. You know, Dan,
it flies.
When the content is king, when the content is on, when you're firing on all engines, this is why this needs to be a two-hour show.
I know. You
so
really should look into that.
Right to 104.1 KQTH and demand that On the Menu Live begin.
I don't know what's on after it, but it's not as delicious.
That's right. Well, anyway, before we go on, you know, this show would not be possible, and I mean that quite literally. It would not be possible without our beloved and valued sponsors. And let me just take a moment to thank each of the following organizations that have come through with love and intention and celebration of local. That is Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Jerry Cigars, Tucson Foodie, Tucson Originals, and this great public relations agency, Russell Public Communications. That's just
I heard they won a bunch of awards not that long ago.
Yeah, this is an award-winning public relations agency. But anyway, without this very loved group of sponsors, this show simply would not be possible. So please support them in the community and let them know how much you love this radio show. But anyway, we're back here with Director of Wine and Spirits, John Kulikowski, making our way through this mulberry bush like champs.
We're going to need another round soon.
I think, yeah. I was wondering, there's only one drink there, and we were sharing it.
Well, anyway, I've been creating hashtags for some time in preparation for the show. Of course,
that's what you do in the PR field. That's it.
Dan Doesn't Sleep is now trending. But I created a hashtag the last time our next guest was on the show, because when I call him a rock star, I mean that with all sincerity. His whole team is really who he pays respects to, who he rejoices their work back in the kitchen. And he's just a man who just does not travel around the community and say, look at me, I'm a world-class chef. He lets me do that. And anyway, that's why Chef Brucium rocks. And in fact, on Instagram, you want to check out Chef Brucium Strikes Again. There are some great photos on Instagram showing the masterful work of his culinary artistry. And now here he is back again with us, the executive chef from the Hacienda del Sol, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Look at him, he's
blushing. I don't even know how I can follow that up.
Well, Chef Bruce blushes is our next hashtag. Now I have to, before we go on with our interview, I do believe we actually have a caller. Chuck, do we have a caller on the line? Oh, okay. I thought you said we had a caller. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited, Bruce. Okay, so we're going to bring our mics a little bit closer here. But anyway, Chef, how you doing, man?
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much.
Well, it's always nice to see you. And we have the best seat in the house because we're at the chef's table.
Yes, you are.
Where we still can see the majestic Catalina foothills across the dining room. But we're also close to the center of the action here. This has got to be one of the best tickets in the house here.
It's a good table. Although, I think the patio is really, there's some really nice tables out there. You get an unbelievable view with the new renovations that we created. So.
Yeah, that's great. We talked to Freddie Valencia over at Jerry's Cigars about this great cigar dinner that's coming up on March the 11th. Now, I'm intrigued. I'm a brother of the leaf. I'm a cigar enthusiast. That's certainly no surprise to our audience. I love a great cigar with a great cocktail. I love a great cocktail with a great meal. I love wine with a meal. I love a spirit with a meal. But I've never been to a cigar dinner. Help me understand, as a chef, are there challenges that are brought to bear when you have to create a culinary experience that's going to match with a premium cigar?
That was kind of a hard one. We were my team and I, we were kind of having some difficulties on how to really pair that. Most of us were non-smokers, so
You won't be a non-smoker on March 11th. Let me just tell you.
But we figured, nice, big, robust flavors and stuff like that. Right. So that's the kind of food we kind of paired up
with. So walk us through the menu. I mean, you've got a multi-course experience here. And again, Jerry Yang and Freddie Valencia, they're going to be pairing up cigars with each course. So what are you kind of starting light on the front end and moving into a little deeper experience?
Well, the first course is going to be potato gnocchi with a fennel soubise and a smoky rogue blue cheese.
Oh.
It's very hearty.
I can see right now what the blue cheese, that smoky, robust blue cheese, is going to bring out of that cigar. Now, John, are you a cigar guy?
I am not, but we're going to have some nice pairings available for any of the guests. We'll have a bourbon menu available. We'll have a single malt scotch menu available. I'll have some wine suggestions if somebody's inclined for wine. All of it paired with Bruce's food. We do these monthly wine dinners every month, and this is a little bit special, the cigar dinner. We've never done that before, and it's unique. A lot of our owners, Rick Fink, as you know, from from the Stray Dogs.
One of our heroes, yeah.
On River. He's a big cigar aficionado. And Jerry has put a humidor in our bar. So Jerry's Cigars has an actual humidor stocked to the gills.
Oh, my goodness.
His cigars. He replenishes that weekly. And I'm a little bit shocked at how many cigars we actually sell here. Almost on a nightly basis, guests are taking them back to our new Catalina rooms. They all have porches and beautiful views of the Catalina Mountains. Go out there, smoke a cigar. Our new infinity pool is out there, too, with its own fire pit. So you can go enjoy a cigar.
You
out
can
there.
Actually have the fire pit out by the new pool is
absolutely.
A cigar-friendly establishment.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
And you can have a cocktail and right there with
absolutely.
Your cigar. Great. All right. So this is great. I'm potato gnocchi, again, with this wonderful smoky blue cheese. All right. I'm
then
salivating. Where are we going from there?
Going from there, we're going to go some sea scallops, and that's going to be with a roasted fennel, tomatoes, Parisian potatoes, and a chorizo artichoke cream.
A chorizo artichoke cream, he says, Dan.
It's a lot to take in all of this.
And then we're going to follow up with roasted New York and braised short ribs.
You have to. Now, as a chef, when you're thinking about a cigar dinner, one of the first things that came to your mind is, well,
red
we're going to do a number of – you got to have red meat, right?
Got to have red meat.
Right. Okay. I mean, this is just the part of the centerpiece of this experience is having a bulk of beef.
Right.
Right. Let's go back to those scallops. So talk about how the scallops are prepared.
They're pan-seared, so they're nice and crispy on the outside, but a good medium rare on the inside.
Yeah.
Nice and moist. And then you have the tomato confit, which is heirloom cherry tomatoes that we slowly cook in oil, so they have nice little burst of acids that will be balanced in. And then the artichokes and the chorizo cream, just to balance all that out.
And bringing that chorizo in, some of that kind of sense of place spice, coming in there.
Richness.
So again, as John talked about the balance of this cocktail that we talked about, this Mulberry Bush, you're talking about a balance of the flavors at the center of the plate for this dinner. And I'm thinking that, boy, that the tomato and the scallop on the chorizo and the artichoke all coming together. And I'm imagining now what a great cigar experience dish is going to be, because it's big enough to hold up to a cigar.
Yeah.
And I would imagine when you're doing dishes, you know, a cigar is sort of a palate, you know, it cascades. The smoke builds up big in your mouth. You don't want to have anything so light that won't be able to stand up to it.
Right. So the cream and the tomatoes just kind of break all that up. And then, you know, like I said,
what you doing with the beef again?
Roasted New York and braised short ribs.
Say it slowly.
Okay, roasted New York and.
And.
Not your choice of.
And.
And.
You get two.
Then that's why we love
Chef. So it's kind of like a medium rare, and then you got a nice piece of rich braised meat with its red wine braising liquids. You got a béarnaise sauce. You got parsnip puree on top of that.
Rich on rich.
Rich
on
rich.
Right. Well, it's a cigar dinner. That's exactly right.
You got to go big, right? And you got the ribs out of the smokiness. Hitting both spaces.
And I think the biggest challenge we had was with dessert. So what we were going to do? How are we going to pair dessert with cigars?
Hit me.
So we did a mascarpone brandy mousse.
Of course, dark chocolate
cake and espresso cream.
Mascarpone brandy mousse.
And espresso sauce.
You know, your dessert program, your pastry program, has always been, I think, one of the best around. Kudos to your team. Your leadership is extraordinary. I think what you've done here. I mean, I was at a BSD dinner here not too long ago. And, I mean, I think I took 8 photos of just the dessert course.
Yeah.
Because you have this wonderful Hacienda del Sol logo that was made out of chocolate that was perched atop of this 4-story high like cheesecake or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was extraordinary.
That was our pastry chef, Amanda Pruitt, did that.
She's a rock star in her own right.
She is a rock star.
Well, the Zin Zin Blues, and, you know, the brunch, like you're looking at the dessert menu, it's almost its own page. It's just like one thing after another, after another, after another. It's like, oh, no, it's like, it's not 2 things. It's not 3 things. I don't know, whatever, like 15, it's fine.
And I love the idea that you're doing this with the New York with the short rib because, again, you're bringing in different textures to the experience, too. And that's very important to us. I mean, we love the differences in the taste, and we love the differences in the color, but we're looking for textural differences on the plate, even temperature differences on the plate.
That's
one of the things that I love. Those things you care deeply about. You know, there might be some of the guests that say, well, that's overthinking, or that's thinking well beyond what your guests expect. When people come to Hacienda del Sol, they have expectations for excellence. And that's what you're manifesting at the center of the plate.
Yeah, contrast is a big part of our cooking
style. That's the word. That's exactly right.
We like that.
So where is this cigar dinner going to be? I'm going to guess that is not going to be here inside the dining room at the Hacienda del Sol.
Well, we have one of two locations we're thinking.
It's going to be in our Newcastle Luna Ballroom.
Great.
Right, just right in the front of the resort.
On the patio.
Oh.
On the patio.
Well, that's a wonderful place to do it. Right. Okay.
Or the inner courtyard. So our logistics is still under...
it's the new iteration.
We're still figuring that way.
Yeah, the logistics committee will be meeting again tomorrow at 12:15. Talking about how in the world we're going to do this. But anyway, this is the kind of thing that I really admire about what you do. Again, it really, you're pushing the edge of creativity, of innovation, and you're matching these great dishes up with cigars. Now, will you take a little time, Bruce E.M., maybe enjoy a cigar that night? Maybe you and I
might.
Maybe you and I can.
My wife won't.
We'll pull up a cocktail.
Yeah, about
well,
that
she she can hang out with my wife, Bruce Yan. But anyway.
I can tell you, Bruce and I will be having some good wine at the event.
Yes, okay, some great wine. Well, if John Kulikowski has anything to do with it, there's going to be some world-class wines.
That.
So Zin Blues and Barbecue, again, it's happening tomorrow.
Right.
Now, this is going to be the biggest and best yet, as we understand it.
It is.
No, I think I've missed one. And how many years have you been doing it?
I think it's 16. This is our 16th year that we've done this, and it gets more and more popular every year. By the way, you don't need a reservation. We do take reservations, but you can just pop in tomorrow. Starts at 4 p.m., goes till 7 p.m. We'll have Little House of Funk is our entertainment tomorrow.
Sure.
So we'll have live entertainment. The entire property is partaking in this event. We will have the inner courtyard with all the vendors. Bruce is setting up an outdoor grills outside in our new terrazzo patio with the Catalina views, and inside we'll have all kinds of seating for people who just want to enjoy a couple sips of different Zinfandels and the barbecued meats that Bruce is offering.
And I love when we talk about pairings. We talk about cigar pairings, wine pairings, tequila pairings, beer pairings. Music to me is as important of a pairing element as the libation. In fact, I want all of our listeners to check out the Circle of Food blog. Our good friend, Dan, Karen Zolden, who has circleoffood.com, one of the great food bloggers in this community. She has launched a new series called With Relish, and she has five very simple questions to ask people in the food community. I was her first victim of sorts, and that just published today. Go on to Circle of Food, and I answered five questions, and she asked me, one of the questions was, what makes a memorable meal? And I say that the music is just as important as the beverage.
Right.
And when we're talking about barbecue, we're talking about that kind of music. It's that surround sound experience. So go on to circleoffood.com, join her newsletter, get to know Karen a little bit. We had a lot of fun with her on Circle of Food, but music is really important, and you have nailed it with the band that's going to be playing at
Yeah, Little House of Funk, and, we'll have we have music 7 days a week here at Hacienda del Sol. So every night we'll have either Eduardo Costa on classical guitar strolling the restaurant, or an outside on our Terraza Garden patio. We always have a live music.
Right. And barbecue. I mean, are you challenged by barbecue? I mean, you've this world class culinary experience. You know, was there a chapter within your training that was dedicated to the Q craft?
No, I kind of learned that away along the ways, and a lot of times with the barbecue is kind of learned a lot from just doing staff meals, because that's what we used to make for ourselves. And then you're kind of like, hey, this is really good. Let's put it on the menu. And then little by little. But, like barbecue is worldwide. Every nation has their own little different style of barbecue. So
now, John talked about that it's not just barbecue. I mean, there's a lot going on food-wise. But when we're talking about barbecue, help our listeners understand, because there's different kind of styles. There's the regional interpretations. There's Memphis. There's, the East on the Carolinas has their idea of barbecue. There's, Texas has their own barbecue. Are you going to be kind of traveling the country barbecue-wise?
Travel a little bit. We have Memphis beef-style ribs, and then we're going to do our pork. We're kind of doing that a little bit more of St. Louis style, and we're getting a whole roasted pig, so we're just kind of rubbing it and marinate it with some spices, and then we're going to roast them first thing in tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shock last night when I was walking through the kitchen, and unprepared, there were six pigs sitting on the countertop, just hanging out there. And
wondering
I'm like,
what in the world is going on, and who's that man coming after me?
I had to have a glass of wine just to calm my nerves.
Imagine that! Anyway, we want to remind all of our listeners that one of you is going to be lucky enough to get a gift certificate to experience the Hacienda del Sol for yourself. You can come in. You can meet John Kulikowski. You can meet Chef Bruce Yim. We're going to be doing a trivia question here in just a few minutes. And the first person that sends us a note with the right answer is going to be a guest of Hacienda del Sol to experience this wonderful setting for yourself on the culinary, on the cocktail scene. And again, just completely surrounded surrounded by some of the best views, I think, on the planet. So anyway, listen for the trivia question that's coming up. But Jeff, you brought out some things for us to try.
I did.
To give us an idea of the variety of dishes that are available here. And again, we've got the grill at Hacienda del Sol, which is, again, world-class establishment. So many great special occasions. You know, this is the centerpiece of the Tucson culinary scene. You've got the terraza, which is a little bit more of a casual feel, a little casual style. What have you brought for us to try today?
Today I brought out a crispy calamari dish that we dress with Napa cabbage, radishes, and carrots, and we dress that in a Thai chili vinaigrette. And then we have beef skewers, which is a filet that we marinate in chimichurri, and it's served on top of esquites, which is a street corn, and a little more chimichurri sauce served on the side.
Okay, so I'm gonna start with the calamari, and I'm just thinking that the first thing I look at in a presentation and appearance is just as important to me anyway as the way something tastes, because we begin to eat with our eyes.
Yes,
I think you actually told us that a couple of years ago, and I love that. And I love calamari dishes that are about more than the calamari. So when you bring me a bowl of calamari that just has the marinara sauce and the frozen calamari in a bowl, that's not my idea. So you really have created a real honest-to-goodness dish out of calamari. Yeah. Dan, have you tried it?
Not yet.
Oh,
it's
composed.
Going for the beef skewer.
By the way, Matt, that calamari dish is our most popular dish here at Hacienda del Sol. Mm. On the Terraza patio, our number one seller. That's one of Bruce's signature dishes, and people come just for that dish. It is available at our happy hour, and it is just a spectacular dish.
Boy, and the sweet Thai chili that you bring in. Really just a little bit sweet, a little spicy, but again, balanced in a way, so it's a suggestion of that Thai experience without overwhelming the dish.
And then we have some fried jalapenos in there, too, so you'll try some of those.
Fried jalapenos in
calamari.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is great. And again, Terraza menu here. Now, is it what are the hours of operation, John, for the Terraza patio?
We open at 11 a.m. every day, and we serve straight through the same menu till 11 p.m. every single day. And it's a terrific menu. It's got something for everybody, from our signature burger that Bruce has put together with Wagyu beef. We've got fish tacos.
Which, by the way, has been said is the probably the best burger in the state of Arizona.
We have many people come just for that.
That's what I've heard.
And have told us that. Bruce's calamari dish, our fish tacos, vegetarian salads, too. We don't want to miss our vegetarian friends. Bruce put together a quinoa salad. Absolutely spectacular. Fresh ahi tuna, seared to order. There's something for everybody on that menu. And we do a happy hour every day from 3 to 6:30, and that is Monday through Friday.
From 3 to 6:30.
From 3 to 6:30.
Right there in the Terraza.
Very, very popular. I suggest people making reservations for that. It's really it's a
great
terrific
idea.
Happy hour.
So we're going to try this next dish next, but the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at our trivia question. Again, we're going to read a trivia question that I'm going to send you at our email address. And, yes, they are all timestamped, so we know the very first person to send us a note. But, anyway, what's our trivia question of the week, John?
Well, Matt, I was thinking about Zin Blues and barbecue, and I remember a couple of years back, Governor Schwarzenegger had said that Zin was native to California. And then a few years after that, through DNA testing, they traced the Zin grape back to Europe. They actually traced it back to Italy, but it had a completely different name. So if any of your listeners know what that name is in Italy for the Zinfandel grape grown in California, they'll win a $50 gift card to Hacienda del Sol that can be used at our fabulous Sunday brunch. By the way, we just won Best Brunch in Tucson Lifestyle Magazine.
Oh, congratulations.
Best Wine List, Best Alfresco Dining, and they're welcome to use it for any of those events, including any of the cigar dinners or beer dinners.
Wonderful. What a beautiful gift. Again, the Zinfandel actually traces its roots back to Italy.
Right.
And they don't call it Zinfandel in Italy. There's another name for the grape, right?
That is correct.
We want to know the name of the grape that actually became known
Zinfandel.
Worldwide
right.
as Zinfandel. If you think you know the answer to the question, shoot us a note right now on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. First person with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate, a $50 gift certificate
Absolutely.
To experience Hacienda del Sol.
I'm hoping my wife is sending an email right
she
now.
She probably is. Anyway, we're
going
to
start sending it. No,
we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple sponsors. When we come back, we're going to try this other dish. We're going to wrap things up for our live broadcast of the Hacienda del Sol. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are here just about ready to close out the show from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, making our way through a mulberry bush, some great calamari with the fried jalapenos and a sweet Thai chili sauce. We're about ready to dig in to our last course. Again, we have a trivia question on the table. First person that sends us a note is going to get a $50 gift card to Hacienda del Sol. The Zinfandel was actually traces its roots back to Italy, right, but they don't call it the Zinfandel grape in Italy. They call it something else. And we want to know, what is the name of the grape that actually gave birth to Zinfandel as we know it worldwide? But anyway, last time we were out here, John Kulikowski, there was a lot of stuff happening. A lot of dirt was being moved.
Exactly.
You know, there were a lot of hard hats, all across the property. It's hard to render me speechless, but Dan and I took a little tour around before the show started, and you showed me the new pool.
It's spectacular.
And new conference space.
Right.
You've doubled the number of suites and rooms.
Right.
Have you finished the project?
It's basically done. We're doing a little bit of landscaping left. We've now finished, and we have 58 rooms, and some of the new Catalina rooms are just spectacular. They're duplexes. Floor-to-ceiling windows give you panoramic views of the downtown area and the mountains in the Catalina. You really have to see them to be believed. One of our owners, Jeff Timon, went to Mexico, had all of the furniture handmade in Mexico. They've done a spectacular job. It looks like village back there, and they just put in our infinity pool. It's got a hot tub, fire pit, and we've got its own bar out there with all kinds of frozen concoctions that I've dreamed up. And you go out there, you can have a cigar from Jerry's Cigar Humidor in the bar and just enjoy your stay here at Hacienda.
You know, I guess what? If you're going to make the mulberry foam from scratch, you're going to make your furniture from scratch. That's just the way the Hacienda rolls.
Everything here is unique. There's no kind of cookie cutter mold here at Hacienda. All of our rooms are unique. We have our old historical rooms from the girls' school, started in 1929.
Unbelievable.
Those rooms are still in operation.
My goodness.
And we just finished that Casa Luna ballroom. It fits over 200 guests. It's got state-of-the-art kitchen equipment in there. And we can do weddings, conferences, corporate events. The cigar dinner from Jerry's coming up. And you really can take a tour of that space every Sunday brunch, which is, by the way, the award-winning brunch. Best brunch in Tucson now.
Way to go. Way to get that in there.
Five in a row.
Boom.
Bruce puts out a spectacular spread. It's really unbelievable.
Now, Easter is a big day here.
Easter is a big day.
I would imagine you're utilizing every square inch of the property.
We're shooting for a record 1,000 brunches this Easter.
Oh, my
gosh.
I have the same words.
I think Bruce has already started cooking for that. It's March 27th.
March 27th. You're probably sold out.
We're not quite sold out.
Okay.
We go from 9:30 till 2:30 that day, and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet brunch. All the stops are pulled out. We have an Easter bunny on the grounds for the kids. We have all kinds of little treats. Amanda, our pastry chef, puts out wonderful little cookies and treats for the kids. Bruce puts out a panoramic spread with prime ribs of beef and.
No, is it your year to be the bunny, John?
No, I think I'm a little.
Was that only on your first year?
I was Santa more than the bunny.
I think
I'm who's like going to be the Claus. Bunny? Maybe that'll be our next trivia question. Who was the bunny last year? Now, Bruce Yim, when you're doing an Easter brunch, what's the one dish that you know you have to feature when you want to celebrate the season, the holiday that is Easter, from a culinary perspective?
A lot of times we have prime rib and hams, and I put out lamb a lot of times.
Sure.
It's kind of funny because I see some people prefer the ham over the lamb, but.
Ham guy or lamb guy, Dan Gibson?
Ham.
Ham?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm aficionado of the swine. I mean, you give me the... I got no beef with lamb.
It's funny you say that because we're actually putting together... Bruce's team is putting together a... what is it called? A snout-to-tail wine dinner we're going to be doing.
Yep.
Oh, I need to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
David Solorzano, one of our chefs, is really into it, and he's putting together a... I forgot the term of it. It's the entire...
Nose-to-tail.
Nose-to-tail.
And it's going to be paired with Pinot Noirs.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
So
David's
and
great.
Pigs and Pinot.
Yeah,
and you guys have always done great Pinot Noir events here up at the Hacienda as well.
And we've got some spectacular Pinots on our list, of course. I have 825 selections on our regular wine list, and I have at least 70 Pinot selections, many of them really spectacular.
You got to come up here and check out the Hacienda and sit down with John. And how many Psalms do you have here on site?
Well, actually, it's expanded. I was the only certified Psalm on staff, and I guess some people got bit by the bug, and now we have 6 people on our staff, our certified Court of Master Sommelier, at least level 1 Psalms on duty, including our general manager, Laura Kaplan-Burns, and 2 of our bartenders. So there's always a Psalm on duty to help you through that 825 selection wine list.
My gosh.
I'm here 6 nights a week, and I'm delighted to assist.
Anyway, John Kulikowski, Director of Wine and Spirits, thank you so much
Always
for everything you do. I'm actually going to be able to continue my Hacienda experience tonight. I'm a guest one of my very good friend's 50th birthdays. You guys are rolling out an amazing experience tonight. I understand there's going to be some great wines available. But anyway, John Kulikowski, thank you so much for everything you do. Chef, I don't know what else to say. I love you, and I love everything that comes out of your kitchen. And maybe I'll see you on Easter.
Yes, you will.
And
Dan Gibson,
520 from Visit Tucson. Where are you going tonight?
I'm going to the Juvenile Diabetes Gala over at a different property. I'll come back here though. I'll sneak out. I may not go.
Dan never sleeps.
Jump in on this birthday.
Well, listen, always love fun having you on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Dan Gibson reminding you: if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Have a great weekend. News.